From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. White House officials say a federal force of 10,000 people, including 7,000 troops, are helping the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico dig out of the devastation left by Hurricane Maria. The U.S. Navy ship Comfort, a 1,000-bed hospital ship, is scheduled to depart for the island on Friday. Critics have accused the Trump administration of not responding quickly enough to the hurricane, which ravaged Puerto Rico on September 17th, taking out buildings, knocking out communications, and nearly destroying the island's aging power grid. President Trump is scheduled to visit Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands on Tuesday. At least 22 people have been killed with dozens more injured in a stampede in Mumbai on Friday morning. The stampede occurred when a crowd of people were taking cover in a bridge during a monsoon downpour. Brijesh Upadhyay was there. He says that the stampede happened because there were too many members of the public on the bridge and that the people were in a hurry to get out and that they felt suffocated. Although the cause of the stampede is still unclear, there are reports that people thought the bridge was about to collapse after some chunks of concrete fell, causing people to flee. In Kabul, Afghan officials say a suicide bomber has targeted a Shiite mosque, killing at least 4 people and wounding 16. The attack near a mosque in Kabul took place after Friday prayers when worshippers were on their way home. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The blast happened shortly before the beginning of the Muslim holy day of Ashura. Attacks against Shiites are not uncommon in Afghanistan. Shiites comprise 15% of the country's 30 million people. This is VOA News. Cameroon has deployed thousands of troops to the English-speaking western regions to stop separatist groups from declaring independence. Protesters are ignoring calls for peace by political party leaders and civil society groups, attacking public buildings and the military, and hoisting what they call the flag of their independent state. About 700 people, mostly youths, shout and attack government buildings and police stations in the Cameroonian border town of Ekok. They say they're already preparing for the independence of their new state called Ambazonia, which will be officially proclaimed on October 1st. 27-year-old Elias Tambe, who poses as their leader, says he no longer recognizes Cameroonian President Paul Biya as their leader.
He's nobody, and you will never mean anything to the Ambazonians. This is the border between Southern Cameroon and the Republic of Nigeria. Now the frontier, I go. You can see the flags. You can see the flags. This is the borders. Now they have closed the border. They don't want us to cross to Nigeria. But we are there. We must go.
They tried to cross over the border into Nigeria to inform authorities that a new nation had been born, but were blocked by Nigerian immigration police. President Biya has said he is not open for any negotiation and that Cameroon is one and indivisible. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging Myanmar's authorities to immediately stop military operations that have sent more than 500,000 Muslim Rohingyas fleeing to Bangladesh. Masood Ben Momen is Bangladeshi ambassador to the UN.
With this fresh influx, Bangladesh is currently hosting over 900,000 forcibly displaced Rohingyas from Myanmar. This is an untenable situation, to say the least.
As the people keep coming, so too does the need for aid. Kitty McKenzie is UNHCR senior communications officer.
People need to be dry and clean, and they need to have a place to sleep. So these are the immediate needs. Obviously, for that, we need money. Bangladeshis have been very generous, but individuals cannot address this need. Even the Bangladeshi government cannot address this need. So we need money from the world community.
The UN considers Rohingyas one of the world's most persecuted minorities. Violence erupted in Rakhine on August 25th after attacks by Rohingya militants on state security forces led to severe military reprisals. The UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo said it sent troops to the eastern city of Uvira to protect civilians and deter an attack. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says a militia known as the Mai Mai Yakutumba has sent 4 motorboats filled with armed men to attack a bridge. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.